You know, it's a special moment. You know, it's an unbelievable feeling. You don't expect that going into the game, but I think it's a testament to our team, how they play, and, you know, the leadership, the group we have here, and kind of getting us ready in the mindset. I mean, Adam and Andrew did a great job. You know, I thought we were on the puck all night long and making things easy, and just as much credit goes to those guys as I did putting the puck into the net. But I mean, it's a great way to finish off an unbelievable homestand here. Maybe junior hockey, many years ago.
Can't remember?
No, it's far from today.
How sure were you that first one was in?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I saw the puck cross the line, and I guess it was just a matter of kind of getting that angle when the challenge happened to see if the puck fully crossed the line. But I mean, I knew the puck crossed the line, and I think the refs made a good call.
How surprised were you to get a shift in overtime?
Yeah, Paul called my name, and I turned to him, and I said, "Are you joking me?" And so, I mean, you know, I appreciate that from him, and, you know, I guess building some trust there. But I mean, it's a great way to finish off an unbelievable homestand.
To do what you did tonight, two of those goals against one of maybe the stingiest line in hockey. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, we go into that game, and coach is confident putting us up against that line. And I think Andrew and Adam and myself did a great job tonight, and Tyler and J-Mo kind of shutting them down and not giving them any opportunities, and just being a difficult line to play against. I think that's the most important thing.
Was that a special hat trick celebration you had planned?
I kind of blacked out and didn't really know what I was doing. So, you know, it was just a great feeling.
I guess you're being the power play from that one.
No, I'll stick to my normal role and kind of penalty kill and playing with Andrew and Adam.
Did one heck of a goal there during the shorthanded one you got. What did you expect that?
I mean, it's just Adam made a great play on the wall, and the puck came to me, and I just tried to kind of wait out the goalie, and I was fortunate enough to get a bounce. You know, the puck squeaked through his pads, and in those situations, you take a puck to the net, and hopefully everything goes your way.
You got the three pucks sitting in your locker stall. Where do they go now?
Definitely at home. You know, maybe give them to my father or my mom. You know, and those are three special pucks.